USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just one week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News reacting to those numbers.
It is absolutely abhorrent that Democrats are still refusing to acknowledge the crisis on the border, particularly when Barack Obama himself even called it a crisis in 2014. We know exactly what it is, and it's time they start doing their jobs and actually fixing it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to some of the American media regarding Venezuelan leadership. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
A cockpit voice recorder recovered in the aftermath of a deadly crash of a Boeing 767 cargo jet that crashed just outside of Houston last month indicates it lost control about 17 seconds before the aircraft went down. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Three people were killed in the crash on the plane that was flown on behalf of Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More than 10,000 people have signed a petition calling for Gillette to remove its name from the home of the New England Patriots after owner Robert Kraft was among the men who was charged with soliciting a prostitute. Now, it wasn't just prostitution, as this was also a human trafficking ring as well that police and the FBI are investigating. Kevin Malone is the president and co-founder of the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Kevin, and one of the things I asked him was, what are some of the warning signs that we can look for if someone may be a victim of human trafficking?
If you see something, say something. I'd say, you know, just with wisdom and discernment, if you see a child with an older man, if it just doesn't look right, if the child is not engaged with that person, if that child is kind of looking down or doesn't make eye contact or doesn't communicate or doesn't have their own money or their own identification, you can usually tell by the way a child responds to that adult that they're with. And sometimes that's not the case. I'm not saying every situation that's going to be something that is easily recognizable, but just look for something that looks odd or just doesn't seem right. And you can always ask questions. If, you know, hey, is that your son? Is that your grandson? Or is that your granddaughter? Is that your daughter?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.